Deplorable Nation, a podcast where your voices can be heard, where things that affect you and your family are important, because it's important to all of us. Every one of us matters and everybody has a voice. We're going to be bringing you news, current events, and throw in a lot of humor. And then you decide for yourself. What's up, you wonderful, gorgeous people? Welcome to another episode of Deplorable Nation. This is episode number 29 called New Horizon, because there's some big and exciting things we're going to share with you today. Today, I have two lovely guests, Kamar and Miss Emily. And so welcome to both of you, and thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Janet, for having us on. We're very happy to be talking to you like this.
I'm excited about it as well. So tell me, what is it that you want to tell the listeners today?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Why are Emily start off with that?
So, we're really excited about a new business venture that we're bringing to the table, a multimedia entertainment platform that really pulls together everything that we're passionate about with as much humor and dick jokes as possible.
I like dick jokes. Can I tell a dick joke about Kamar? I'm kidding. I won't start out that way.
Yeah, it would be just a slightly above average joke to begin with. So for the listeners that don't know, it's a well-known fact that my dick is only a 6 out of 10. And so actually that's not that bad because it's slightly above average. So it's like a C plus, and C's always get degrees.
I like C plus. C plus will do. Yeah. As long as you know how to move it, but I'm not sure if that's possible, but that's another story. So, tell me about this business venture.
Well, yeah, it started really fast, but within the last couple of weeks, we've come together with a great community of people to come up with a website called The Comedic Cabal. And really what this company is going to be doing is making America laugh again. And what we mean by that is that we want to give conservatives and conspiracy-minded people a safe place to go ahead and talk and learn and just forget about everything for a while. There's so many people that are frustrated, confused, scared. We don't know what's going on. We're recording this the day before the inauguration, and there's a lot of things that are up in the air. And we really just want to make people laugh and really feel like they can smile during these tough times.
And, you know, I think that's so important because I think everybody kind of lost their sense of humor for so long. They don't, like, nothing's funny, and you know, everybody has to be so PC, even comedians being censored and stuff. And you really have to have humor in life to actually just get through day to day. And when you have that, your life is so much happier.
No, you're honestly right. And you know, when we say that, you know, we were talking the other day that everything is slanted so far left. And right. To be quite frank, the left is not funny. And when you make everything PC and there's a cancel culture and there's everyone's afraid to speak their mind, and then you compound that with the fact that a lot of conservatives in America have been made to feel that they're not allowed to speak their mind or let people know what their real opinions are or they canceled, or they will be judged, or they will be an outcast. We're just looking for a place for people to feel at home, like-minded people, like-minded questions, like-minded humor, and a place where you can just feel yourself, have an outlet, have a place to discuss the things that make you laugh, make you question what's going on, dive into some of the conspiracy things that we don't know about. And everybody comes with a different perspective, new information. And it's not a place to tell you what to think. It's not a place to tell you what's going on. It's a place for the community to get together and discuss it.
Right. And I think that's missing in so many platforms is that even like big platforms, big podcast providers, you know, big YouTubers, whatever, they forget that not everybody has the same mindset. And it's okay to discuss things. And literally everything in the world ties together, whether it be sexual in nature, whether it's medical in nature, whether it's financial, whatever. All of it ties together in this pretty little package called life. And you have to have a fucking sense of humor about shit, because sometimes shit is really funny. Or if you look at it in a funny manner, it's not so fucking frightening. How about that?
That's it. That's exactly it.
That's absolutely it. And I think for the longest time, whether it was our own fault or if it was successful branding from the left, conservatives got the whole stuffy, evangelical, dry, like Ben Shapiro type, like we have to be nerdy and we're not allowed to joke. But really what Trump has done is really amassed the forgotten person, the forgotten man, the deplorable. And we really just want to have a place where the average person can come around and just joke about stuff that, whether you're on the work site or you're at the water cooler, like stuff that you're talking about with your buddies, like at the bar, like what are you talking about when you're not afraid of who's listening? And you're just you're just talking shit and you're just like, oh, you know, my wife gave me a hand job last night and you're just talking about that. You know, the conservatives have really just, I don't know if they just, I don't think they've dropped the ball on that. I just think that there's the average person has so much to offer in terms of humor. And we're kind of been tapping into that a little bit because the community that we've founded is just so funny.
And we have,
well, and I was just going to say that, you know, I think people kind of lost their way because we were told that we were expected to be dry and humorless. But guess what? I'm highly lubricated, so I am ready to go.
That you are among friends with that sentiment.
Right? It's like beer with friends with a whole fucking semi-load of sexual lubricant. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm excited about that.
And I love that, beer with friends. And I think the really great thing about the website too is people can really feel at home, because if you want to talk about the things you want about, you don't have to give your first and last name and let everybody know what you're thinking. You can come in there pretty anonymous and say the things that you want to say and be yourself and really have an outlet to learn and grow and laugh in this fucking crazy year that we have had.
Right.
I think that's so important because who wants to feel like they're being judged literally every single time they open their mouth and policed, and you can't say this and you can't say that and don't discuss this. And it's disgusting to talk about that. And, you know, it's okay for these people to say stories, but you can't talk about personal stories and stuff because you're not allowed to. And this community sounds like a place where literally everybody can just cut loose, like you're all sitting together, you know, playing poker or whatever. Poker. Sorry.
Liquor in the front and poker in the rear.
Exactly. Front hole, back hole. Anyway.
And so how this community really came to be was there was a Discord that, you know, you're familiar with. And in the midst of everything that was going on and everyone was scared and is this going according to plan? And everyone was, you know, freaking out. Every little hiccup that happened with the post-election thing, people were really freaking out and it really seemed like they were worried. So a couple of us, we saw that and it was just our way to contribute. And my way to contribute to the movement or the community is I'm not smart enough to say, oh, I think that Q drop 425 is playing out right now on Pompeo's tweets. I don't know how to do that. But what I can do is help alleviate the situation, help ease the tension, and just make some laughs. So a few of us were just making some dick jokes, having fun, entertaining ourselves, making people laugh. And that community, for whatever reason, really shunned us and really kind of pushed us out. But there was such a huge opportunity there. And all these people, these smart people, these funny people, these creative people didn't have a chance to express themselves because they were being told that they were creepy creepos. Mm-hmm. What we were able to do was just find 60 of just the funniest people in the world. And every time we're on, we have our own Gilded as well. Every time we're on there, it is just crying, laughing. Just I am in stitches, damn, almost 20 hours a day when I'm on there. Everybody has a great time. Everybody loves each other. We just make fun of each other, make fun of jokes, talk about really inappropriate things. And that's really what the world needs right now.
So let me ask you a question. Do you talk serious business as well? Or is it all just comedy?
We do. We talk serious business. We've got some really talented people that do extraordinary research. They go to the source. They fact check all the things that they talk about and they bring it to the table. And so it's there if you want to go forth and read through all of that stuff. And I think one of my favorite things about the chat is there will be a serious conversation going surrounded by interjected comments of dick jokes and inappropriate things or gifs that are just hilarious. And so it's like you really, you know, you come to this website for the entertainment and you stay for the enlightenment.
And one of our biggest contributors to our chat and to our business going forward is actually a previous guest of yours, V Lynn. And
I love
V Lynn. Oh, she is just, she is a wealth of information. And
she's amazing.
She is amazing. And she comes in every day going, guys, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. And I always joke that out of the five smartest people in the chat, she's 1 through 4. but the best thing about V Lynn is that she just hits you with all this hard-hitting information. And then she just rips off the raunchiest joke you've ever heard in your entire life and just makes it so funny. And that's really...
She fits right in.
Fits right in. And she's perfect for what we're doing.
But, you know, I think things like that are important. And people should appreciate that, where you can have a really serious discussion, but then you need to follow it with something that makes you laugh hysterically so that you don't get caught up in that, oh my God, the world is going to end tomorrow and the sky is falling and everyone is going to die. If you're listening to something super serious and then all of a sudden somebody just comes in and bulldozes and says something to make you laugh, you can digest the information and then like go back to a normal emotional state and a happy place because you're like, oh my God, I just heard like the most exciting information in the world or, you know, the most serious information. And then all of a sudden I'm laughing again. No, and that's what you need.
You're absolutely right. I mean, a lot of what we talk about and what falls into what's the quote unquote conspiracy world is very heavy shit, Janet. I mean, it sometimes it is just
200%
when you go through it and it's real. And so when you can, you know, put parentheses on either end of it with some jokes and things that just make you bust out laughing, it, like you said, it resets you into a more normal, you know, wavelength where you can sort of relax for a second after a little, you know, laughter.
And here's the thing. It's like being at my house, because we'll have really super serious conversations. And then we literally talk about the dumbest shit or tell the dumbest joke. And we're like, oh, well, I feel better now. Carry on. And then just go about our day. And that is literally what it's like living at my house.
Oh, that's perfect. And there's so many people that are the same exact way, but they've never had a place to do that, or they feel like they're weird or they're the outcasts. A lot of people that fall on the conspiratorial side have always felt like outcasts because we think differently than everybody else.
Sure.
And just the way to come in and be like, whether it's lizards and alien people or the satanic cabal that's coming to overthrow the election. You know, everyone tells us you can't go down the street and talk to your buddy Tom and be like, hey, you know, the satanic cult, the cabal, is going to overthrow the election. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here. But there's actually more people that think like us than don't. And we're helping them really normalize it and feel like they're not alone.
Well, that's the thing, because every outlet in the mainstream media slants left. So what everyone is told, when we say we think differently, we don't necessarily, we're not different. We're just not what's force-fed down our throat every day. So when that's the norm, you don't know who you can speak to and who you can't, because everyone's afraid to speak outside the narrative that we're told every single day for the last few decades.
Oh, that's 100% true. And, you know, it's so important for people to have a place and have a home where they can connect with people that are like-minded, but also where they're not going to get chastised. Mm-hmm. And kicked out, thrown out, made to feel less of a person because they're asking questions or, you know, whatever. I mean, you honest to God have to have a sense of humor in life. It's so important. And you have to be able to question, and questions are never bad, ever, because you may be talking to somebody that's a beginner and that literally just woke up, or you may be talking to somebody that's 50 years been all in 100%. And you never want to be abrasive in the fact that you run people off because they may not know as much as the rest of you or as much as people pretend that they do. You know what I'm saying?
We agree wholeheartedly. And that's one of the best things about the community that we have so far, is that we do have lively debates, but they're not personal. People say, I think this is happening. And then people know, based on what I find, this is what I think is happening. This is why I think this is happening. And as long as you have that debate, but you realize at the end of the day, like, we're still friends, that's really what it comes down to, is that people need to realize we have more in common than we don't. And we really, once people realize how much we do have in common, it does, the things like politics aside, like, that really goes by the wayside. And we're really just trying to unite people through humor while also teaching them a thing or two with the information that we have available.
So you mean it's okay for everybody to actually act like a human being?
It's a crazy thought, isn't it?
Well, you know, there are some people that have trouble adulting, and there are others that adult very well. I am going to plead the fifth of which one I am. So we will not get into that today. So how did this community grow, and how did, did it take a long time, or was it organic, or was it forced, or tell me about that?
Yeah, Janet, it actually started off really organic. As I had mentioned a previous chat room Discord, we really, once we kind of got pushed by the wayside, a lot of the creepy creepos, as we like to be affectionately called, we put it upon ourselves to just separate and start our own real community, because we don't need to get into the menial, real mental stuff of the aspect. Like, we wanted just to have fun while we were talking. And we came together and we started this chat room on a Guilded. And as we started to grow, more and more people wanted to join. And it's really gone a lot faster than we had thought it was. And from there, we realized there's so much wealth of information and entertainment from these creepy creepos that were just, you can't find it anywhere else, that we really wanted to get them to have a platform to be able to express themselves in an authentic way. And so I came up with the idea. I was like, what if we had an media organization where people could talk and just be average Joes and communicate and express their talents? And I just bounced that idea off of Emily. And Emily, through her infinite wisdom and her experience, just picked up the ball and rolled with it. And this would not even be possible without her. Emily, tell them a little bit about yourself and what you bring to the table.
No, absolutely. I mean, I have to say we're a solid team, but I have a pretty vast corporate experience. And it started with a number of years working for President Trump long before he was president, when he was a real estate developer in New York. And in that experience, I learned ground up how to pull together businesses and subsidiaries. As you know, Donald Trump had his hand in a number of different, very successful business ventures and different streams of business. And I was, you know, fortunately able to learn and take everything in as a new person in the workforce, learning everything that I could. I was trusted with a lot of really, you know, great mentors and a lot of great information. And so everything, it's very interesting, because a lot of the things that I learned when I was there are so applicable right here and right now. You know, from there, I have, you know, about 20 years of corporate experience. So I really am able to take what I've learned and pull into this company a really solid and strong foundation from a corporate perspective, from a business perspective, to do everything the right way, so that, you know, when we launch and just rocket into a great trajectory, and celebrate everybody and all of their talents and what we want to pull together, we can handle it, and we have a solid foundation for doing so.
So you did not come to play games. You are dead ass serious, and you have your ducks in a row.
No, that's correct. I mean, and Kmar and I both are. We're both dead ass serious while laughing the entire time. And I handle the business side of it, and he handles, you know, the creative content, funny part. You know, with his dick jokes and his vision. I mean, he's come through with this vision for what this can be and assembling it all together. And then I just go behind the scenes and put together the necessary details in order to make it happen.
So I just want to remind the listeners, these two lovely people, along with many, many others in the Comedic Cabal group, are the ones who sent me to DC so that I could, I've never been there, interview people and just like enjoy being around like-minded individuals. It was amazing. And so thank you again. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm humbled. I'm honored. And I honestly can say I have never met a greater group of people.
Yeah, Janet, and how that came to be, just so the listeners know what kind of community that we have, in addition to talking about, you know, butt plugs and dick jokes and boofing Molly on the weekends, someone had mentioned that you wanted to go to DC, and without a second hesitation, everyone's like, hey, why doesn't everyone just chip in a couple bucks and we'll just send Janet to DC? And in less than 24 hours, I think it was maybe like 12 or 13, mm-hmm. we had raised so much to be able to send you there. And we were just so happy. And I'm not sure if you even know this, but when V Lynn told you that you were going to DC, she had you on speakerphone and we actually listened to your reaction live when that happened. And there was not even a dry eye in our community. We were just cheering. It was like we were all going to DC. We were so happy for you to do that. And that's what makes our community so special and our audience so special and the people that we're attracting so special, is that it was like, yeah, okay, what do we got to do? It wasn't we jumped right into action and made sure that you had a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Well, you want to hear something really fucked up? She told me afterwards that you guys were listening. And I was like, I was so literally messed up for the rest of the evening. I've never been there. I never travel. I never go anywhere, like literally like ever. Because either, you know, like when I was working like 80 hours a week, I missed like all the kids stuff, you know, literally missed out on life. And now I just love staying home, but DC is one of the places I always wanted to go. And so for the people out there who think I'm a terrorist because I went to DC, I'm going to tell you the only thing that I was armed with was the word of God and happiness in my heart, because I'm telling you what, I was just blown away, like looking at the buildings and the sites and the monuments and whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, what's that building? What's this building? I was like a retarded squirrel on crack, honest to God, with ADD, because I'm like constantly, my head was on a swivel and I'm like, what's that? What's that? Holy fuck. What's that building? Trying to look up maps. They got jammers on the phones. I'm like, fuck, I don't know what that building is. Really fucking cool. And God bless Mick, because I think he may feel I'm a little mentally retarded now, because like I kept asking him and he's like, oh, I already told you that like 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, you did? Oh my God, I don't remember. Yeah. And so that's the way I get super excited, like at new things I've never experienced before. And I wasn't a terrorist. I was nowhere near the drama. The only terror I experienced was there was literally not enough bathrooms and I have to pee all the time. That's the only fucking terror I had in my life. That, and I didn't eat all fucking day. So, you know, I was like the Snickers commercials, hungry, eat a Snickers. Yeah. And that was me. I was like, oh my God, I think both. Yeah.
That's so funny. You know, Janet, the thing is, it's like you say thank you for that, but really that was our thank you to you. I can't speak on behalf of everybody, but I know in my perspective, I have learned so much from you over the course of COVID and before. You have brought such a wealth of information and enlightenment about everything that's going on while making us laugh. And it's been every time you would hop on a Periscope or every time you would, you know, speak somewhere, I would just be, every time you said you want to hear something really fucked up, I would perk up and listen because I knew something good was coming. And just because, like, you know how we said, we don't have a home, we don't have a place where we can really feel comfortable. When you bring all that to the table, me personally, I soak it right up and I listen to what you're saying. And so that's like, for all of us, it's our biggest thank you to you, the least we can do for everything you've provided to us.
That is so, like, I don't, like, beyond words, because I am literally a retarded Fifi Dieta circus poodle girl from the country that, you know, like, I never expected to have the connections with people that I do. And I've told people this a million times, but you don't really understand. If I connect with you, you are motherfucking stuck with me for life because, if I let you in my circle, you are in it and you're locked in like forever because the people that I have met on this journey have been the most amazing. I love talking to new people. I love interviewing new people. And I just love being myself and feeling free to like be me without being stifled. And if you can accept my brand of humor, God bless you. And you need a medal.
No, and Janet, we love your humor. And a lot of when we're building this company and we're talking to people about who we want to be, content specialist for our company, you're actually the person that comes to mind when we do this, because we love when you're deplorable, Janet. We don't like when you're neutered down, Janet, you know, vanilla Janet. We love deplorable Janet, who can just rip it up with the best of them and still be like, talk about the Vatican. You're such a, you know, you're such a five-star, you know, talent, that we love that everything that you bring to the table. And with that being said, for everybody that's listening, we just signed Janet to be a part of the Comedic Cabal, and she was our first hire, and we're going to build this company around her and everything that she brings to the table. And we're excited to work with you. We really are.
I'm honored and I'm humbled because you guys are literally the most amazing people. And something that people need to know about me, you fuck with my listeners and I will not sit for it. Everybody has a right to get their story out, to be heard, and to be seen as a human being. And I love the interaction that we have, and I have met so many people from around the world, and I love that I can just be me and be, I'm just really looking forward to giving you an insight into my life and to, let you know that you can do things too and that you should. And you should get a voice and you should be heard and you should have humor.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, as people will learn more about me, I'm the most average person in the entire world. I'm just an average guy with a slightly above average dick that likes to make people laugh. And and my
it way does to- make it does make me laugh, by the way. No, I'm kidding. Never seen it. That's not true.
Janet just laughs at my dick. what we want to do and what we want to be able to do is to give rock stars like you a platform to share your message and just be yourself. And we've been talking to other talent as well that they're just going to be absolute rock stars. And that's our way to give back and to contribute to the world, is to really just make people laugh, make people smile, and really teach them a thing or two. But no one wants to get lectured to. No one wants to feel like, I'm smarter than you, so you have to listen to me. However, mm-hmm. you're with some buddies and you're talking and you're joking around at the bar and like, hey, by the way, did you hear this? Oh my God. Like, and then you start talking more about it. That's really the approach that we want to take to uniting people. It's just, you know, beers with friends, like you said, Janet.
And I love that. And I love the concept of community interaction and where every person can be heard. Everybody can speak their mind. You can actually hear people's voices. And I love that because that's so exciting to me. I'm like, oh my God, another squirrel moment. Who's talking? Like, oh my God, I love it. Who is it this time? Let me write it down. Oh my God, I'm excited. You know, and just hearing people's voices or listening to their opinion on things super excites me. I don't know if that makes me like
in the good way.
Well, it does. It makes me moist and also kind of creepy at times because, you know, some people have that sexy voice thing going on.
You know how Ben Shapiro talks about dry pussy? We celebrate the wet ass pussy here, so we're all among friends talking about that stuff.
Yeah, and I love it, and I love.
Wait, you love wet pussy? Is that what you're saying?
I plead the fifth. I am married. The listeners know that.
Well, Janet, you do know that in your contract that I send over, the sexual harassment is going to be a part of the contract.
It's okay because I am the biggest sexual harasser in the world. That's beside the point. And wait, now I'm going to get a bunch of feminists coming after me too.
Bring it on. That's what we're here for.
We've got to get back on that.
I think I'm literally on every list there is. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on my bang list. You've always been on my bang list since day one.
Hey.
You're on my bang list too. So.
Woo, yeah, baby.
We are wrestling for Janet in the back room.
Is that really what that's called these days, arm wrestling?
This is strictly professional, Janet. Yes,
we're business people.
It's professional arm wrestling. Wink, wink. Got it. So tell me, are you going to have multiple content providers and multiple people that can branch out and share their specialties? Or is it going to be you're only going to have this person and that person, and then everybody is waiting for stuff?
No, that's a great question, Janet. If people are waiting for me to tell my story, it's going to be boring as hell. So that's why we wanted to reach out. And Janet, we talk about our comedic cabal, Gilded Trap House, affectionately, but you know, you've been a part of it for quite some time, and you know some of the people that are just absolute rock stars that are part of this. We have this one individual named Quasimodo, who's absolutely just the funniest fucking dude I have ever talked to in my entire life. He's always just cracking tiny dick jokes, making fun of himself, loves peanut butter, and he has a great story, and he's going to be a part of it as well. We have another individual who I think is going to be a future guest of yours, Scarlett, who everything that she brings to the table just absolutely makes everyone laugh. And the way that she's able to tie in her personal life and her whatever to current events is just second to none. And we have more people lined up as well, in addition to us and you. And so we really want everyone to be able to do this. This isn't about me. I don't want to be the star. It's not all about us. We're not trying to be better than anyone else. We're not trying to show the world how smart or how cool we are. It's really just a way for us to bullshit with friends and have some fun while doing it.
And I think that's so important because here's one of the things. I'm going to do a little teaser. People always tell me, holy crap, you should write a book. Your life has been like an absolute circus. These are things that people are going to be able to get exclusive content to once we get up and going, which is going to be soon. So I'm just going to say that you're going to get an insight and a peek into my life. Because like I've said before, I will never, there's never any information that somebody can out me for that I wouldn't out myself for. And I've got so many funny stories and so many disgusting stories that relate to modern day life and everything that's gone on and, you know, the medical complex and all kinds of stuff. But it's things that people are like, you buy calendars at the mall that are very PC and G rated. You're not going to get that with me. You're just not. And so I love that. I want to be able to like put that part of me out that nobody else knows. And you guys are literally only going to, the only people that are going to get that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we're excited to have you. Cause Janet, you were just, you're a rock star in our community. And that's really what we want to put out as well for the time being, as we're getting all the behind the scenes stuff with the website launch, is really, we want to open up our special community to your listeners as well. Since your listeners are now going to be a part of our community, we really want to make them feel welcomed and feel special within our community. And we have the most fun time. It's the first thing most of us do when we wake up is what the hell happened in the chat. And the chat is going 24 hours, 7 days a week, so far 3 weeks out of the year. And it is a content machine. And no matter what is going on, we are just a close-knit group. And I could not think of any. And the funny thing is that we're all strangers, but we all feel like a community.
We know each other, and we feel like we know each other well.
Yes. And on New Year's Eve, granted, it was a special year this year with the COVID, which is all bullshit anyways, but for all of us, we actually chose to spend that on a voice chat with each other. And we were playing games and we were drinking and we were having fun and we were talking shit to each other. And, you know, we were talking about Quasi's micro penis, and it was just, and when you guys come on and meet this guy, he is a fucking rock star. He is the funniest person I've ever met in my entire life. And we just have so much fun. And that's what you get with our community. We're not trying to bash anyone. We're not trying to make anyone feel inferior because we didn't come up with the ideas ourselves. We want to give everybody the chance to shine within our community and to really feel a part of something, of like-minded individuals, where after a day of work, you're like, you can no longer go to the bar because bars are being shut down. So you log on and you're just like, oh man, look at all these guys just talking about what's going on. There's some people that are talking about very serious current events, like what are Trump's chances of getting reelected. In between, people posting pictures of, you know, getting jerked
peanut by butter.
Peanut butter, you know? and those are inside jokes that you people will get over.
Hand jibbers.
Hand jibbers. We're pro hand jobs in our community as well. We bring it back to high school, and that's really what it is. We really, not trying to sound like liberal pussies with the where everyone's accepted and all that stuff. It's more like, hey, we're adults. We can handle our own business. We don't need rules. We don't need to be told what we can and cannot talk about. If we want to talk about, you know, Boof and Molly and stuff like that, well, by all means, fucking do it.
Right. And here's the thing is communication is key in any relationship. And so it doesn't matter if you're a huge media contributor or the smallest group of friends on the planet. you have to have that open dialogue and open discussion. And so I'm going to be talking to people in the future about drug abuse, PTSD, things like that, everyday stuff, just like I have been, where people can tell their stories, but also come into a community where you're okay and life is good and life is fun and tomorrow is going to be okay. Like, it's not doom and gloom and everyone's going to die and the earth is going to explode and, you know, like everybody's retarded and stupid and whatever. You can have opinions and we can talk through issues and problems and put a new light and a funny light on stuff and it like shine a spotlight on people and go, you know what? You went through serious shit in your life, but look at you now and you're fucking amazing and everybody should hear from you. Mm-hmm. And that's the way life should be. Because people are funny and their experiences are funny and your sense of humor is funny and everything about our community is beautiful and I love it. I honestly do.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, so we are very choosy with who we allow in our community. So it is a closed, it is a closed community for right now. And so for people that do want to be a part of it, for right now, as it's closed right now, but as we get to open it, we will do want to have a list of people that do it. I would recommend actually everyone, if you check out our Instagram page, which is comedic, comedic, underscore cabal, cabal. That would be the best way to find out more about what we do. And it's just, Janet, if you want to talk more, just how fun it is when we're in there.
I literally told them the first time I went in there, I said, I need either to wear a diaper or to sit on a pee-pee pad because people made me laugh so much. And people know that listen to me or talk to me on the phone on a regular basis. If I laugh really hard, either I'm peeing or I'm snorting or I'm snort peeing. And I was like, I can't even like go 5 minutes without like a problem. And so it's so amazing. And the community feel is just, I can't describe it. It's like one of togetherness and love and respect for each other and appreciation for each other because everybody has something to bring to the table. And you know, whether it be something ungodly serious, you know, and we're like, oh my God, we got to go through all this. And then, you know, the lighthearted like laughter afterwards and stuff, that is literally what you need in your day. And people that know me, people that know Greg and I know that's the way our life is. And that's the way the community is. And they're like all family. It's like family members. So anybody that's in there right now, I would trust them with my life. I would.
As would I, as would we as well. And that's really what we were going for. So a lot of the people that are in there now are quote unquote rejects from our previous community that we're at and respond so hard. And, you know, not only is it funny and we laugh, but we have absolute rock stars like V Lynn and Mick that come in and they just understand the real serious stuff. And we get on voice chat with them on it. And it's like getting a damn master's degree in U.S. politics when they talk. And they're just so sharp. And it's like, where else in the world can you get this except for our community? And there isn't. There is not one other place in the world where you can get everything that we're able to offer.
No, that's true.
And yeah, if you look and I at, just want to say, Go ahead, Emily.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, even what is happening today and tomorrow in people that are like-minded with us, tensions are at an all-time high, speculation is an all-time high, questions are at an all-time high. And you come into our chat and we're laughing, we're asking questions, we're reassuring each other. And one thing that I find so comforting is that this community, we have needed each other so much now, and no matter what happens in the next few days, we're still going to need each other more than ever, no matter which way the coin flips. And that's what I'm proud of with this community, is that we have a home for all next steps, for all situations, and everybody's coming in with different perspective and insights and reassurance and things to think about. And it's really extraordinary.
And I think that's like so important for people that are listening to understand, is that you're getting so many levels of expertise and intelligence and experience and knowledge, common sense, whatever you want to call it. There's literally somebody for everything. And so this is like an all-encompassing community where you're going to be accepted, and you're not ever going to be chastised or made to feel like you're less of a human being.
Actually, that's not true. If you're a liberal, we'll probably fucking bust your balls a bunch.
Yeah, we'll bust your balls, but it's not
if you're gonna be if you're gonna be a snowflake. I mean, we are adults. Don't get us wrong. We don't,
But if you come with a sense of humor,
absolutely.
And you ask questions,
we'll bust your balls with facts.
Yeah, exactly. Like a oh my god, you're an idiot for feeling this way type of situation. But as long as we have disagreements all the time, and it's always been such a, and you know what happens? People go, oh yeah. And then we're still friends, which is the way that it should be. Isn't that the way it should be, Janet?
It should be. And, you know, whether you're liberal or not, I don't hate you because of the way you are. I feel bad and I feel sorry. I'm just saying, because, you know, you've been spoon-fed information through school. You've been spoon-fed information through community centers, or not told shit at home like you were supposed to. I'm older than 90% of the community. And so what I've seen and what I've experienced and the people that have surrounded me in my lifetime, you know, I know actual history and what's gone on through time, and I can see things that they don't teach anymore and stuff. And, you know, it's not your fault. It's not your, I can't blame you for that. So if you want to have a conversation with me, I welcome that. But the first time that you come at me personally and attack me, you probably better wear the diaper.
Oh, that's true.
Just saying.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, you have that conversation and you present facts when they have nothing to disprove it, but they want to be right. They just attack you personally with something baseless. And you're not going to find that in our community. There's a level of respect, each other out and appreciating everyone's perspective. You don't have to agree with it, but you can still appreciate them as a human being.
Right. And you don't have to stoop to the name calling. I've never seen that in this community where you're ridiculed or name called or made to feel less of a person or whatnot because you don't go along and, you know, eat the spoon fed pudding, basically.
Right. And I think we've all experienced that. And even, you know, it even happens from the right. A lot of people are looking to people for answers. And what we need to realize is that, you know, human beings by definition are flawed. So
exactly.
Why don't we just laugh at our flaws?
Exactly. And I have plenty of them. If you want to discuss them, that's a whole nother show. Yeah. I've got a lot of those. I'm writing a book about that currently. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, and that's the thing. That's the beauty about human nature, is that nobody's perfect. and nobody is a god, and nobody is like better than everyone else, and you know, your word is gospel and whatnot. If you're in that mindset, and a lot of people are, where they only follow, you know, certain people, which hello, Unicorn Riot, I love you, you fascist little group of, you know, lovely people. Anyway, like I was told, or the listeners were told, that I was a diehard QAnon. Have you ever fucking looked at my social media? You pansy ass bitches. I mean, honest to God, that is not even part of my life, my daily routine, my discussions, my anything. So Mr. Chris, who wrote the article, your dick is a micropene and I don't have a microscope big enough to find it. So anyway, if you ever want to face me in person, sweetie pie, I'd be happy to do so, because honest to God, I mean, grow up, grow a pair, and be a fucking big boy. Put on your big boy pants, because life is not about like shitting on other people, even though I kind of just did, but I didn't.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, but I didn't really, because it's all about, you know, the division and the hate, and you got to hate this person because they have an opinion different than you, and you got to hate this person because this is the way their politics leans, and you got to hate this person because they don't agree with you shitting on people all the time, and you got to hate this person because, you know, whatever reason. Fucking stop it. Be a goddamn human. And that's what this is all about. Is the love and the respect and their intent to create a better place and a better society where you're accepted and your sense of humor is accepted. And, you know, people are beautiful, wonderful creatures.
Right. And part of that is just being able to accept who you are as a person and be able to laugh at that. Because if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh right. at? And there's
exactly
too many people on the left that just, they can't laugh at themselves because it
requires. And the right.
And the right too. On both. Because it requires a sense of self-awareness and honesty that a lot of people lack. And when you're able to just laugh with yourself and laugh with your friends and laugh at current situations, like I love the Babylon Bee, and the Babylon Bee is just, you know, satire and Trump.
Satire.
Right. Yeah. But they're doing Trump right now. And I think that shit is so funny. On the riots in DC, when they're the memes that were coming out about the Buffalo guy. Oh my God, they were so damn funny. It's like, if you can't even laugh at your own beliefs and sometimes realize like, hey, you know, sometimes my beliefs are kind of out of line, but at least I'm able to laugh at them and be like, yeah, you're right. That is pretty crazy.
You have self-deprecating humor is important, and some people lack the ability to do so.
Yeah. There's a lot of fragile egos in the world right now.
Yeah, it's a good thing I don't have one of those.
Janet, we're so happy to have you on board. We're really excited for you to be a part of this, beyond the community, be able to contribute to us with your podcast and your blogs and all of that, and be a part of our team that really is just going to help spread our message of laughter and really right-leaning politics. We can't think of anyone better than you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. I really do, because like I said before, who would have thought that, you know, a little country farm girl from a little teeny town would ever be like at this point, which, grace to God, and for anybody that's helped me along the way, people, I've been on their shows, I've been on their podcast, you know, whatever. But I'm going to say these people believe in me so much that they knew that I needed bigger and better things, and I needed to be to the point where I'm myself again. And I can't thank you enough for that.
Absolutely. And we all know the one requirement for working for us is that you have to be unapologetically yourself.
I am definitely that. So Miss Emily, did you die? Or are you still here?
I'm still here. I'm just...
She's asleep. Yeah, she's sleeping.
We know that I'm the narcissist of the group, so I just kind of took over. And it's all about me, so it's the case.
And she's like, oh,
yeah, she's trying to get it in, but I'm just trying to push her away and steal the mic off myself.
It's so hard to talk when so anyways, over my mouth the whole time.
It's what my husband does when I start talking like that. And he's like, your mouth goes like a flapper on a goose's ass. Like, he'll wait. And he'll be like, are you done yet? Okay, now I can speak. Okay, good. So, Miss Emily, like, what do you see as your intent or your mission, or, you know, where do you see this going?
I mean, I see this going bigger than we can even imagine. I see a multimedia platform where people can come and learn and laugh and, you know, get information that maybe and perspective that they otherwise wouldn't, with a healthy dose of laughing. Just like I said, multimedia platform with podcasts, live shows, blogs, you know, anything that you can think of, we want to provide. And we want to just have this movement of like-minded people having a place to, like we said, be unapologetically themselves and share how they feel without having judgment or personal attacks or being shunned in their community. And that's what we're going for. And that's what we're working so hard for day and night, to bring this into something that everyone's going to be able to appreciate and be on and learn and do.
And I just want to say, they have big things in the works. We're not going to tell everybody everything that's going on right now, because, you know, people like to take content and take ideas. So these are hush hush things, but I'm going to say it's going to be huge, and you're certainly not going to want to miss it, because they're going to do things that nobody else does. Just saying.
Thank you, Janet. I mean, we're big thinkers, but we're also big doers. So we're on a mission right now, and that's where we're headed.
I like big doers. Can I put in an application for a big doer? Did you just say sup to me?
Yeah. Sup?
You just got supped, Janet.
You just got supped, Janet.
I got supped.
Yeah, and as people enter the chat, they'll know more about the sup. But yeah, we're just what we're able to do, and this all just started from just a dick joke in a Discord not too long ago. And the people that we are able to find and attract, it's just every day, Emily and I just go, we can't believe this is our life right now, that we're surrounded by these people that just bring so much, you know, information and joy to the world, that these people need a platform and they need to be able to tell it. Because if we can enjoy it, it's something that the mass audience needs as well.
And I was just going to say love and enjoy. So yeah, like, I'm in love with the chat members. Yeah. And I enjoy you highly on a level that I can't explain here, because that's another show. Just saying.
I love that.
I like you all. As we're getting, I like you all very much.
Yes, we love you so much, Shannon. And as we get closer, we'll probably be on this again. And of course, with you, you'll be telling your audience where we are going, as you are a part of our team now. I'm sure you're going to be cluing in your audience as we get into this. But for right now, as we get our website developed, we actually do have a website that's going to be built relatively quickly too. Yeah. Right now, our Instagram page, I'll repeat that again, is at comedic, COMEDIC _ C-A-B-A-L, is going to be the best way to find us. And that's where we're going to be putting most of our information on. And that way your audience can follow us, follow you. And as we open up the chat more, that's where we're going to be announcing it.
And I like that idea. And I'm going to say, things are moving ahead like a steamroller. So expect great things in a very short period of time, because they're not playing and they got their stuff together and they have an amazing team that is 100,000% dedicated to making this happen and to making a place where you're okay to be you. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I love you guys.
We love you, Janet.
We love you, Janet.
We really do love it so much.
I'm excited about this. I was like bursting at the seams, and I literally want to tell everybody, because this has been in the works for quite a while now. And I am happy to say that I am honored and humbled to come on board. And I love all of you guys, and this is going to be so much fun. Like, you're going to literally have to beat me with a stick to be like, calm down. Oh my God. You know, the meme where it's like poking, do something. Yeah, no, you're going to be like slapping me with a stick. Like, fuck, calm down, you spastic asshole. Anyway. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. So there you go. So that's where I'm going to be. And you guys can follow me until I get removed on social media. You can find me on Twitter at no, K-N-O-W, Janet. You can follow me on Instagram right now at Deplorable Janet. I'm going to be posting this episode shortly on Twitter and Instagram. I have a Telegram. It's at no Deplorable Janet. So you can find me there, because somebody stole my name, and whoever you are, you're an asshole, and I'm going to hunt you down and find you. No, that was a joke. Well, it's not a threat. It was a joke. So outside of comedic cabal, like, where can they find you guys? Are you anywhere else, or what's on the horizon?
For right now, we believe that the Instagram is just going to be the best, because it condenses it into one central location. But as we grow, we'll go into other platforms now. But this is just for ease of use and one easy location for people to be able to find what we're doing.
Things are moving so quickly, so, you know, so fast, and making such strides that having one spot to get all your updates, we think, is just the easiest way to streamline what's going on and when.
And we do have the Gilded Trap House, which it is a trap house for you people. It's so much fun. It does get ratchet at some points. We'll start posting links to that in there once we're ready. Because the people who have been with us from the very beginning deserve to be treated, you know, special. And as we talk to them and see what their ideas are, we're going to start opening it up to more people. But for those who are interested in it, in this community, highly, highly, highly recommend following our Instagram page. And you guys will be the first ones to know.
Yeah. And if you're one of my listeners and my buddies, and I know you, shoot me a message, because, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
So anyway, thank you guys so much for coming on today and for telling everybody what we're doing for the future. And trust me, people, when I say you don't want to miss it, because it's going to be bigger than you can think of. And yeah, there's going to be stuff, like I said, not disclosing right now, but things that are in the works that are already going to be bigger than what anyone else is doing. So yeah, I'm excited and I'm happy. And now I feel like I need to go whack off, but that's beside the point.
You're thinking of me, Janet.
You know, and I just have to say, I can't help it, but working for people that are gorgeous as yourselves, yeah. I'm just like, work's going to be fun every day. I'm happy. Yeah.
We're going to have a blast.
Yep, Janet. Every day we're going to wake up being like, I can't believe this is our life.
I know, right? It makes me happy, and I feel like a sense of stress relief, and I love it, and I'm so excited to be part of the team and be part of the future. So here we go, onwards and upwards. So any final thoughts for you guys today?
No, we just look forward to growing our community, and stay tuned for when we start announcing how you can join us and be a part of all the fun.
Fantastic. Kamar, anything for you?
No, I'm just thinking about you whacking off now. I've been lost in thought since you said that. I know how big your dick is because I've seen you, put it on display a few times. So I know that it's pretty impressive. So I'm just, woof. All right. I need to go take a cold shower now.
And for any new listeners, I don't really have a dick. That I'm not transgender. I'm really a female. There's only two genders, male and female. But you'll know more about this when I teach science class. So there you go. Anyway, for me, for Kamar, and for Emily, thanks for joining us for episode 29 of Deplorable Nation. And don't forget to listen next week, because I'm going to have another killer guest. Love you and peace out.